Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org. Mansa, we are finally winding down this year, and we want to take a look ahead and see how we can help each other into 2021.
Yeah, Randy, you know, we've been doing this, you and I, for 5 years. And, you know, if you remember back in 2019, we were encouraging people to create emergency funds, create stores of food, that type of thing, kind of prepare for a recession. This is before the COVID crisis hit.
Exactly.
And now that we've all lived through this thing, some damage to a much greater degree than others, let's look ahead and see what some money smart moves will be for 2021. So, first of all, know that 2021 will be influenced by the pandemic response of the new administration and the GDP growth rate.
Right.
Now, what that means is there's a recession coming. And for a lot of people, Randy, the recession's already here.
Exactly.
So prepare for the long haul is what we're encouraging people to do. Stock up, add to your emergency fund in both food and cash. But the other thing we want to tell people to do, Randy, the Money Smart Life tip, is stay and get healthy.
Yeah.
The average American family spends about 11% of their income on health-related expenses. And as we're talking today, as we're recording this, the Supreme Court is hearing a case determining the future of the Affordable Care Act.
That's right.
Now, everyone should be insured. But it's not about being insured. It's about not getting into the hospital in the first place.
Exactly.
So here's what people can do. And it's a money smart move, because if you don't have your health, you can't generate money. First thing you can do is reduce or eliminate premorbidities. You know, we all could lose a little more weight, get in a little better shape. The things that will help your overall health.
Mm-hmm.
Review your health coverage. Those that have insurance, you need to review and see what's covered. You know, this is the time of year when there's signups and all of that. So it's a good natural time to do that. And finally, we want to tell people to check benefits availability and use all that there are. You know, there may be benefits available to you from community organizations and other places. You need to check, see what's available, and use those. We'll have more tips as we go on through this. But listen, nobody knows what's going to happen, but we can put ourselves in the position where we have the most flexibility.
Right. It's really important. And again, we have lots of information on all of this because we talked about it last year and actually the year before. So go to moneysmartlife.org. Also, takecontroltuesday.com and dive in so that we're all good for the new year. Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.